This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. The United States Supreme Court is expected to decide a case this month that could be do or die for President Barack Obama's signature health care law. At issue are the subsidies available to people who purchase insurance plans on healthcare.gov, also called the healthcare exchange. New Hampshire is one of 37 states using this federally operated insurance marketplace, and if the Supreme Court rules in favor of the plaintiff in this case, about 30,000 people in New Hampshire may see their subsidies disappear. For more analysis of what this SCOTUS decision could mean for New Hampshire residents, we turn to Lucy Hodder. She's a professor of law at UNH School of Law and formerly Governor Maggie Hassan's legal counsel. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
The Affordable Care Act has been challenged in court before. What's this new challenge and how is it different from the others?
This challenge is different in that it's before the United States Supreme Court, and any time a case gets all the way up there, it matters. And it certainly matters in this case because at issue are four words in the entire 900-page statute that say subsidies are available to those enrolled through an exchange established by the state. And if that means what the plaintiffs say it means, then over 30,000 citizens in New Hampshire and states all over the country will not be able to access subsidies because they have what's called federally facilitated or federally operated exchanges.
So the subsidies for about three-quarters of the people who bought plans on the exchange could disappear. That's about 30,000 people in New Hampshire. And the prediction is that this would cause disruption for the entire market, including people without subsidies. Why is that?
Well, the expectation is that these subsidies have made insurance on the exchange affordable for these 30,000 people. And if it's no longer affordable, they may not buy insurance, which means that they will leave the marketplace plans. Many of the new five carriers on the marketplace, a very competitive marketplace we have in New Hampshire, may decide if they lose this very relevant population, they no longer can take the risk for who remains. And they will pull out of the marketplace, which will just create a slow decline of the opportunities and competition, put the marketplace into a very risk-based scenario, and maybe even cause some carriers to leave the state or go under as a result.
The Obama administration has made clear that if the court guts the law, fixing it will be the job of Congress or states. What are some actual solutions that could work in New Hampshire?
I think what needs to happen in New Hampshire is those who are concerned and want to maintain continuity of coverage put their heads together and figure out how to solve the problem once we get the decision. It may be that we are all okay. Or the decision could lay out a roadmap for what the fix might be.
If the state can't create its own exchange, though, what could it possibly do? Like, is there any other option?
There are two states, Delaware and Pennsylvania, who are exploring some kind of a relationship with the federal government where they lease the exchange. But it really depends on what the Supreme Court says in its decision these four words mean and what avenue we have next in New Hampshire.
Those four words, established by the state, the language in the law at first glance seems to be pretty clear. Do you see any other possible interpretations of this law?
Well, when you're looking at a statutory interpretation, which this is, the court looks at the plain meaning of the words, but it also looks at those words in context of the statute as a whole and the intent of Congress. And I think the argument for the government is that if you put those words in context of the entire statute, where there's no prohibition against states entering into a partnership or relying on healthcare.gov, that the actual intent of Congress was not to eliminate the availability of subsidies for states who chose to rely on healthcare.gov. And if you read it in context with the rest of the statute, that becomes more clear.
The New York Times, when they were reporting on this, they said that if the plaintiff emerges victorious here in court, it might essentially create two different healthcare systems in the country, those states that have their own exchanges and those that relied on healthcare.gov. Do you agree with that assessment?
I certainly think if the plaintiffs win, the four plaintiffs from Virginia win, it will create some chaos in the states that have not established a state-based exchange, depending on what the court says. And that sort of sets an unfair example based on what we'd been told by the federal government. And New Hampshire signed on to an amicus brief basically saying, look, we were told by the federal government that we could rely on healthcare.gov. That's what we did. It's working. We have competition on our exchange. We have affordable coverage on our exchange. You can't take that back now. But it will certainly create a lot more chaos in the states that have relied on healthcare.gov.
Lucy Hodder, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Lucy Hutter is professor of law at UNH School of Law.